Public life. Boys growing up in Athens needed only to look around to understand that it was the men who were active in politics, in society, and in other aspects of Athenian public life. The boys knew that they could look forward to assuming an important role in Athenian public life as they became adults. The marketplace. On their way to school, the boys passed through the Agora of Athens. The Acropolis was the center of Athens' religious life, and the Agora was the center of its public life. The Agora was near the Acropolis, which rose in splendor above it. All Greek cities had agoras, or public markets and meeting places. The Agora in Athens was probably the busiest and most interesting of them all. The mild climate of Athens made it possible to carry on business in the open. The business of men. In the morning, many Athenian men made their way to the Agora. In the Agora, the men talked of politics, philosophy, or events in their community. As they talked, they heard the cries of vendors, or sellers of goods. Buyers and vendors commonly haggled or bargained for the best prices. The streets were lined with shops. Farmers and artisans also sold their wares from stands set up under shady trees. Just about any food an Athenian would want could be found in the Agora. Other goods were also for sale: sheep's wool, pottery, hardware, cloth, and books. Public buildings. Temples and government buildings lined the Agora. The buildings were often beautiful structures, for Athenians greatly admired beauty in architecture. The Greek classical style of architecture continues to influence how buildings are built in our time. Many government buildings in Europe and the United States were patterned after Greek architecture. Reading check. What business did Athenian men conduct in the Agora?